USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings kicked off Monday with Republican lawmakers vowing not to turn it into a circus like the Democrats have over the last three nominations and eventual confirmations.
If I am confirmed, I commit to you that I will work productively to support and defend the Constitution and this grand experiment of American democracy that has endured over these past 246 years.
The hearing will continue in Washington in about an hour, as the confirmation hearings will run the rest of the week. The Urban Institute is reporting U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of inflation. Low-income households are likely to feel the squeeze the most. The U.S. inflation rate reached nearly 8% in February. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.